give us some information about how we can do things better in this modern world.
Well, really, it can go against what we think we should be doing, which is to go faster and faster and to do more and more things at the same time, such as multitasking. Paradoxically, we can do so much more, really less is more, just by letting go of those frantic thoughts that we have and pausing, stopping, just being aware. Mindfulness is all about the reality of what's happening right here and now. So if we just pause to come back to our senses, come back to reality, that's all we really need to do.
What about taking a few deep breaths, but perhaps shutting the computer off and not looking at your emails when you get home from work, or shutting the mobile phone off? People seem very, very loath to do that these days.
Well, exactly. That's just a very simple thing that we can do that will be very effective. Instead of having a tyranny of what I must do, so many things that I must do, just switching off the mobile phone, giving ourselves some space, switching off.
Because there was one thing in the past eras, you would never ring people after working hours, would you, to catch up about business things? But now people feel like they can ring you any time of the day and talk about whatever they need to talk about?
Well, that's a good point. It used to be just accepted, and that was part of our common humanity, that we had certain stress-free zones, we had certain levels of space, but now we're just losing those.
So if you do feel stress and anxiety, we know that's a very, very competitive work environment these days. Do you go to your line manager or your manager, or do you perhaps go and see a GP? What's the best starting point if you do think you may have some issues in this regard?
Well, that's right. It's very important to communicate. It's very important to have some awareness as to what's really going wrong and not just to keep allowing things to get worse and worse. And the important thing often is just to pause and slow down and be aware of what we need. And then when we've taken that step, it makes it easier for us to communicate with our managers or with our GPs or our families, and just come to know what we really need to do.
And Stephen, in your book, Mindfulness at Work, what sort of parameters have you got in there? You identify the issues and then probably work through how you can solve them?
Well, that's right. The first step is being conscious, is identifying what's wrong. So I've described it as becoming conscious of our unconsciousness, or mindful of our mindlessness. Part of stress is that we're feeling bad and disconnected, but we don't really know why. So really the first step is just to pause and to come to really understand what's going wrong and what we can do to help it.
From your research and study, Stephen, do you think there is probably a possibility that this will become a bigger problem before it becomes one that we all recognise?
I think that's probably true. I think that on the one hand, people are starting to recognise that techniques such as mindfulness can really help us, particularly at work. But on the other hand, the situation is actually getting worse. So I think that things probably will get worse before they start to get better.
But you think everyone should take a breath and perhaps have a look at their own life and assess it themselves?
Well, that's right. It really begins with ourselves, that what we're talking about is not theoretical or global. It's about what I can do right here, right now, to help my working life, to help my life improve.
You quite often hear that people have to have a health scare or a near-death experience to reassess their life, and it's sad that it has to be such a critical junction in our life before we have a good think.
Well, that's a good point. The wise thing to do is not to wait until things go catastrophically wrong, but just to recognise that we're going in that direction, and to recognise that we have an alternative, that we have a choice.